ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। There are many different ways to teach and many different ways to learn. When I come to Madhuban, of course, I want to be with Baba, experience Baba, learn from Baba's presence, but also looking at that is and God's task, how it is being performed. We do experience Baba's magic in our countries also, wherever we are. But especially in India, when you come, the vastness of the task, being in Shantivan, looking at every details, what's being happening. So one of the way to teach is through words, right? We tell somebody, comment on somebody, advise somebody, suggest somebody, you know. Other is through eyes. Yes, eyes could be very loving. You could be very firm. Sometimes you could be when you are not happy. Everything. And third is through your face. And fourth, of course, is your attitude and your drishti. So these are different ways that we can teach, right? So when Baba says these days are not the days to teach someone through words, you do it, we have to do it, right? But when we are speaking, then the understanding, the capacity of other person doesn't necessarily increase. Whatever is someone's understanding, whatever is someone's capacity, that person listens to us and responds in personal life and responds to us also. But looking at Baba yesterday, we all have to learn how to teach. Of course, we will not get 40 minutes like yesterday's drishti was. One thing with Tari Gulzar is that whatever is happening to her body, but you cannot get even a little trace on her face. Right? It's like face belongs to God. It will shine. It will look blossomed, it will be full, because Baba has to come and give drishti. So there is a saying that the face is the index of mind. But how do we integrate? So all of us were yesterday wanted to hear Baba. Let's say what Baba has to say. So when the sisters went up to say Baba to speak, he said no. So yesterday he said, I don't want to speak. Then second time, first one sister approached, then two went. So then he started describing what I am seeing now. I am seeing smiling faces. So how do we keep ourselves, our face, always full? Because God's rays of light, God's love has to radiate through our face. No? And also through Drishti, Baba was taking us beyond, go beyond, go beyond. I think in the beginning we had thoughts what he's going to say. In the end we just went in silence, deep silence. So whether it is face or through Drishti, and of course stage of self, the being, I think each one of us from today make one commitment that my smile will never disappear. It's possible? Possible? Can I see hands? One way of course is possible because of our determination, but second because Baba wants that way, and third is because it's Baba's blessing. When I listen to Baba, I always say, yes Baba, yes Baba. Some say I can't say yes because I am not this. I said, but that's, how will you become that if you don't say yes to Baba? So smile is not something which is I have to create, let me now smile. But our face should be, they call it moonlit face. Always smiling. Many times people look at dadis, look at seniors and say, if they ask once in a while, how is the body, we say we are managing. But it doesn't look from face. One time Dadi Janki was saying two things. One is, the pain is here, but what's wrong with the face? No. I don't forget that. The pain is here, but not on the face. No. And secondly, you know, one time we were somewhere, I think in South America, and a situation happens. Situations are something, it's like drama is playing. Everyone's intention is good, everyone wants to do best, but sometimes things will happen, and they happen. So there was a situation, all these our brilliant, smart group of people sat on the breakfast table to discuss that, was this action right or this, or it should have been like or this. So they went on a lot of discussion. Dadi Janki was walking around. She came near the table and she said, Dadi, can you sit? We want answer from you. What is right? Dadi said, first of all, change your faces. Situation has affected you, so your feelings are not normal. Your power to discern won't work. So first I want all of you, and I was standing there, and I don't forget that thing, that it has touched you, the feelings are like volcanic feelings, and then you're trying to find the right answer. So situation was like this, that we were coming from some other state to this state after call of time. So there is one brother, he never, for a long time he hadn't been coming, so he got enthusiastic, he came with us. So we were 20-30 of us, so the sister didn't know or whatever. The reason is that she told the brother at the airport that we don't have accommodation for you. So he was coming after a long time. So what he did, he took another flight and went back. So what they were discussing, that we made so much effort to bring him, and now. So that he said, that's his fortune, no? That's drama. That's his part. But why are you all getting into fluctuation, thinking, analyzing, discussing? Because it's from the same face, same drishti. While walking, while talking, while moving around or sitting, we have to speak God's versions, right? From where the vision will be granted, not of hands, right? Vision is granted of what? Face, no? And, you know, sometimes I think of God creating these living images, we as living images. We have idols in the temples and they keep worshipping them, right, since morning. Give them breakfast, make them sleep, ring the bell, do everything. And when I look at those two dadis, I say they are living idols, right? Especially with Dadi Gulzar. You tell her to move like this, she does it. You move like this, whatever. So I always look at her. That is not, she is a puppet. A puppet moves the way you want a puppet to move. But she is a living idol, living goddess. No? Mind is pure, body is pure, thoughts are pure. So I always tell those who are around her, whatever little they're doing for her. And because she is valuable chariot. So I said, you would have done all this either in a temple, or you would have done to your old mother or grandmother, right? Many BKs these days, when parents are very old, they ask them to come and help, right? So how do I teach or serve? So the face was yesterday's lesson. So what Baba taught us, and then we practice. So we understand, we practice, but then third is in practical. What we have to do when it's practical. So that whatever few words we have to see, we have to say, it has that power. Not only that, but how do I, for the task, increase understanding and capacity of others, those who are around me. So for that, because we all had been doing service for so long, right? I was in Delhi for 2 days, so most of the Raj Yogis were 40 years in Gyan and 45 years, 46 years. So we had been doing service and we will continue. But we should change our method to do service. Not only method of being, but method of serving also. One time we were serving, we were in Canada somewhere, I was with Dadi Janki. And we were in Winnipeg. There were some senators, about 7, 8 in the parliament, they came to meet Daddy. So everyone could have asked Daddy something. And second, they were expecting some blessing from Daddy. So Daddy will listen to the question, stay quiet. Then she was saying to them, you know why I am quiet? I am connecting with God to get answer for you. It was so interesting. She said, I am connecting, you know, like you dial operator to get information. And she said, secondly, I am going in silence so that I can share blessing with you. The words which you speak in silence will be blessings. And I still remember that scene. We were very beautiful room, 7, 8 of us were there. So as soon as they ask question, Daddy, it's not through answers, because that's from intellect. But what really that soul needs has to come from Baba. So take a moment, remember Baba, and then give answer. After many years, I went to same city and I met some of them. They still remembered what Daddy said to them. Because when I am going to Baba and connecting with Baba, so others know that it's not me. They might not know Baba as we know, but they know that they're connecting to the higher source or in silence. So as much in our service, in our personality, our face, our words, our interaction with others, where not only my capacity will increase, I connect about what this soul needs. How many of us do that? Mostly what is in our intellect, we give the answer. Just imagine, like you are saying to someone, it's drama. It doesn't work. You remember Baba? With your smiling face, then you say drama. So that is called what Baba was saying yesterday, emerge it. That means do it in practical. Because many times practices are more like sitting, doing, or mentally in awareness. But there is gap between practice and practical again. So then second thing, which of course one is face and smiling, and of course everyone was happy, not to see Baba. So Baba was seeing smiles. But it's a quite amazing practice to see everyone as angel, angelic form, form of light. It's a beautiful consciousness. We all are angels. Baba said, in each one of us there is angel. First, I have to experience my angelic form. Do you experience your angelic form? Yes? Do you see your angelic form? No? You don't see through these eyes angelic form. But I know that just with the thought, we all are angels. So it's not seeing, but it's the vision I have, everyone as angels. So the drishti, which you share, Brahmins always share drishti, but even Laukik person, when you meet first time, as soon as they look, there's some connection happens. Even with children, because first communication is through eyes. No? So how do we make our drishti powerful? So we have lesson of the soul, then a new course shows you how to explain, to create experience. But third one, which is advanced, that is our own drishti. That's the advanced course, no? First is the way we give lesson, then now we say, no, we should have a experiential lesson method. But advanced is really also what you're saying, being in that, and then you say it. Brahma Baba, some people used to come and meet Brahma Baba, or even we as Baba's children will come to meet him. So one time few people came and Baba said, he was doing something, we all were together. Baba went in the room, Baba will come in 5 minutes. So we thought, I don't know why he has gone in the room. And suddenly will rest 5 minutes. But then later on Baba was saying, Baba went to invoke soul consciousness and link with Baba. So when Baba meets, they will know they are also children of God. So these were officers. They had come for some inquiry. So when they start asking Baba, how do you manage this? From where money comes? Baba keeps saying, child, this is family. I have many children. They take care. And they didn't say anything. They just deeply within. And after few minutes, they start saying, Baba, Baba. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. And we were watching. Because before that, we were trying to convince them. Now these are like methods, no? These are like real ways to serve. Whether they are non-believers, whether they are against you, whether whatever their feelings are. Even it's a very simple formula, soul consciousness, remembrance of Baba. But we don't integrate while I have to take action. That's the only thing. We are now very, very good, as Baba said, good yogis. Yogyukta. But what I find becomes challenging when our intellects are busy with actions, we have to accomplish so much, that somewhere that the stage, what it should be. So how do we combine it? One is I combine Baba with me, but other is also this stage of soul consciousness or looking at someone as angel. So if we really want to practice more, it's practice and practical. So otherwise we are good in doing it and good also in being. But being and doing. So Brahma Baba or the Adis are example of being and doing. Doing also is important, no? But it's like you can really achieve much more in short time. And that requires little bit attention, introvertedness. So not only when I am giving jnana to someone, but it should start becoming like awareness and action together. Awareness is called Simriti and embodiment Sroop. Simriti Sroop. Embodiment of awareness. Well, that's the last stage. 18th chapter, Baba talks about that I have become that now. And this is something very personal. We can sit together, do it. We can do it in the groups. We can do in the retreats. But that's temporary. But this is something which I personally have to pay attention all the time. And it's incognito. Because it's very subtle. I always think, at least for me, that how can I be better? How can I progress? How can I be more subtle? So self-transformation, what we call it, self-improvement. So others are inspired also to change, to improve. So Babas looked at our faces, look at our shining bright costume, but also then a beautiful star light. Actually we believe in all these things, right? When we came to Baba, that's what touched us. So how do intellect, and I know that different, but it doesn't go in action, but connect with awareness and do action. So then we see the magic of Baba, magic of our own awareness and action. Getting three together. Baba's remembrance, awareness and elevated action. And now is lot of elevated actions. Because we don't do any wasteful action, wrong action. We don't. All actions are for Baba, for service. But if we can add Baba's remembrance and awareness, even if you say, okay, no, Baba, Brahma Baba gives example, I sit with the food. All of us, when we have our plate of food, we remember Baba. And Baba, Brahma Baba shares his experience in Murli, that I say, I am going to eat with Baba all the time, but I forget. Then I remember, then I forget. So Baba, you eat in the beginning, then I will eat all. Right. So I used to see sitting next to Brahma Baba, little square table, this size but double than this square table, and four used to sit. So mostly because the table was with the wall, so Baba will sit, Mama will sit, and one of us will be invited. Table was like in the corner, and I looking at Baba, he's smiling. Who eats soul or body? Who needs food? Soul or body? Body. Body needs food, no? But who eats? Soul eats for body. Then? What should be the awareness? I, soul, feeding this body. I am soul feeding this body. So that's what consciousness Brahma Baba is. So it's your own body you are feeding in soul consciousness. Even I feel okay, people have lot of health awareness, substitutes. This diet, that diet. Every day there is new diet, right? Don't cooked at all, or only do this, or only this. You go to Ayurvedic people, they give you another. You go to naturopathy, they give you another. People had been going on these health resorts, clinics, many Brahmins go. Whatever one does, I don't have any comment. Is you feel the need, you do it, but combine it with soul consciousness. So that whatever little we feed our body, the energy which is created from that is satoguni. One is energy on the food, but and other is your own consciousness. I feel okay if we cannot do any time, but at least while eating. Another example, Brahma Baba used to, those days we didn't have like big bathrooms and tap water and all that, so we used to get half bucket of hot water maximum, and then it's very hot, so you try to make 1.5 or 2 buckets by mixing cold water. So when Brahma Baba will take a mug to shower the body, in Path of Bhakti also they say that people, while they are taking shower in India, they keep singing Om 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 Namo Shivaya Om Namo. They say because that's the time you don't need to really concentrate. So in Path of Bhakti, where they didn't need concentration, they start practicing chanting. Because there are some where your intellect is fully concentrated on something, maybe you cannot. So maybe we all should also integrate first with gross actions. That's where when Baba said 8 hours to action, 8 hours of remembrance. 8 hours now. So whenever you're doing something which doesn't need concentration, a lot of people say, but when I'm concentrating, I forget. You're not forgetting, your awareness is merged now. So when you're doing ordinary actions, just physical actions, serving food, feeding the body, cooking food. Since morning, just see how much I can integrate awareness, remembrance in my actions. Because really there's not much time. There will be lot of challenging situations. There will be lot of demand on service. People will come to experience my sorrow is removed, my worries are gone, I got blessed. That's why they come with a lot of problems. So what we do, somebody comes and we listen to that person. We have to, because if that person doesn't say what is the problem. So we all have to do it. I always tell them, if you are in remembrance and you are listening to someone's situation, Baba is giving that soul power, solution. But if I take it, I have empathy, I'm listening carefully, but you can't give what answer, solutions, maybe good reasoning, good analysis. But it's the karmic accounts of that soul within the sanskars. They can only be dissolved when you invoking Baba at that time. I always tell sisters, because sometimes they talk about stories after this one going through that. This one has this problem, that one and that. Because somewhere they will share, right? So when I'm listening to someone, just invoke Baba. I always say, when we go and talk to the Adi Gulzar, we're not talking to her, we know, we're telling her so that she can tell Baba, or Baba is listening. So these are new methods we should take from Madhuban as gift. So when we return, we have lot of tools, lot of new practices, lot of advanced way to teach and to learn both. One of the lesson I learned was how you can be neutral, which is sometimes not easy. It will affect one party or other. If you say few words, other one will say, you support that one, you supported me, you didn't support me. Even if you want to support both. Mostly we hear these stories. This soul, she heard my situation, but she supported other one. And it's true, because somewhere we are not able to see how do we make it so that both feel supported, not one for another. When it comes to conflict, when it comes to anything, and that's only possible when you bring Baba in between. Practice of listening in remembrance. Even if you have to say what you have to say in remembrance. So that Baba's pure energy, Baba's love. Every day we hear this, we have to do this all the time, right? So since I learned from Dadis, what is called Akarmi stage. Akarmi is neutral. So when you are neutral, you are trying to find solution. But both should see that you are thinking for both, not only this one is right, so other one is not right. So I was trying to, there was a situation, and from my experience, I was just saying that yes, this and this. So someone came and said, this is wrong, but how could you support? So I said, one did wrong, another one reacted in a wrong way. Right? One did wrong, and other one reacted in wrong way. Because when I asked her, what's the problem? So she was very strong when she was reacting. So then it's a lot of practice to see how you stay neutral, even you have your feelings. Dari Prakashmani always used to say, they fight and then everything comes back to me. Dari, you didn't like this one. You are the one who favored this one. You did this. She said, what? So there was a very critical situation in one country. And for me, like, no, they should take action, they should do this, they should do this. And they were very neutral. So I said, okay, means if they are neutral, why should I push for any decisions from senior? But after a few days, they sent me an email draft. And Dadi Gulzar said, you should look at it. And when I read that email, I said, such a beautiful way. Where they didn't get into anyone's karmas. Because between two souls is karma is going on now. I don't want to be part of that karma. So how they three of them, Nirvan Bhai, two Dadi, sat together and write a very nice way. So that we who were reacting to someone's wrong action, so we have to be satisfied, and one who did, there is a saying that in villages they used to say that snake should be killed but your stick shouldn't break. Right? But sometimes we find that snake has gone, my stick is broken. Shouldn't get. So whenever I remember, not now, but that I used to call Dadi Janki. Dadi Janki said, try to see that snake also goes away and stick doesn't break too. You don't want to kill the snake, you want snake to go. So I said, how is possible? Because look at this one, what they did. Look at the other one, what she did. Because we were so much taken into, and it was not very simple, very critical. So I knew, but why will Dari make decisions in a way where it affects anyone's life? So they still wanted one who did really wrong actions against Srimad. Also, that soul doesn't get disconnected or distant from Yajna or Baba. Let that soul also stay close. So that's called neutral, a karma. Especially when it's between two souls. So one does it. So once we ask Dadi Gulzar, one person says, I can never take anyone's lies. So one person lied and I got angry. So Dadi Gulzar said, but you also didn't. So how do I respond, then react? So Dear Baba's hopes, right? Dear Baba's angels. So how do I change Baba's teaching into practice, into practical? Otherwise there is a big gap between what I learn and teach and practice also. All Brahmins have so much interest in practice, but practical then. So now there is a big gap between what one person believes and then what one does. So now we sit with Baba and very, very, in a very pure, subtle intellect and mind. Take this, that the smile remains natural, my vision towards everyone is angelic. My drishti towards everyone is sparkling light. And first you see yourself the way Baba sees you. Not what I think I am. At least for me, I always bring Baba's eyes. Why is Baba looking at me? Look at yourself the way Baba looks at you. Not what people's opinions and this one says, that one. No. God knows me, let Him look at me, and then from there I... So there is self-respect, love for everyone, love for Baba. Okay, so just remove all the thoughts, everything. And it's not Baba's drishti was 40 minutes yesterday, but Baba's drishti is always on us. I don't know, I always feel, you know, before Gyan, we used to say God is omnipresent, right? God see you everywhere. But I don't know, I always feel, if I disappear in front of Baba's eyes, I'm gone. I'm always on His radar. He always looks at me. He cannot disconnect me even for a minute. I can, that's okay. But He keeps trace. Like aeroplanes, they have radars, so they know, oh, this plane is, I'm not seeing this plane. They start giving signals, missing. What happened? I always feel why Baba is sitting in subtle regions is to look at us in a radar that not even single Baba's child loses track, loses way. And it could happen, it happens, but not from Baba. Baba will still some way try to communicate with us. So today we sit for a few minutes now. Baba is drishti on me. Always Baba is looking at me. Not I have to be scared, not because of fear, but feeling the presence. Baba is, and also then becoming that. Baba's drishti makes me what Baba wants. I can do a lot, but Baba has to do how much I can do. So we have 15 minutes. We do emerge yesterday's Baba's face, Baba's drishti.